This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Leaders from the G7 group of democratic nations are meeting today to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, with several pushing for U.S. President Joe Biden to keep U.S. troops in the country beyond next week's August 31st deadline to facilitate the ongoing evacuation effort. With a week to go until Mr. Biden's deadline, tens of thousands of Western citizens and Afghans who supported U.S. efforts to have pushed through Hamid Karzai International Airport, hoping to make it through the gates into the safety of outgoing flights. John Kirby is the Department of Defense spokesperson.
Still believe, certainly now that we have been able to increase the capacity and the flow, we believe that we have the ability to get that done by the end of the month.
The Republican representatives of the U.S. Congress, who have largely been holding back criticism of the Biden administration for the last couple of weeks, held a news conference today. This is House Minority Whip Steve Scalise.
President Biden needs to step up and tell anybody in the world that our top priority is protecting American lives. We're not going to operate by the timeline of some terrorist dictatorship. We're going to operate under the tenet of the United States, which is we will defend our people.
At a briefing, Major General Hank Taylor says, however, that they're very pleased with the progress.
To date, 63,900 American citizens, NATO and other partners, personnel, Afghan SIV applicants, and vulnerable Afghans are out of harm's way, now safer and on their journey to a better life.
Many Afghans have said it has been difficult, if not impossible, to get past Taliban checkpoints lining the airport's perimeter. This is